Seattle's South Lake Union neighborhood's the home of Amazon and biotech. Biotech startups dot the area between Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center and the Gates Foundation. Last year, Seattle's biotech scene's future looked like it might be in doubt. Biotech giant Amgen closed its Seattle office and laid off 660 workers, and that sparked some worry about the local industry. But the bleak predictions were a bit premature. Luke Timmerman is founder of the online biotech news site, The Timmerman Report. He says Seattle's biotech industry is still thriving because of one important but often overlooked fact.
Below the surface of all these big corporate ups and downs, there's a steady amount of science that's going on here all the time. And at the University of Washington, the Fred Hutch. And that science that was going on behind the scenes happened to sprout up in the form of, say, one really exciting company, Juno Therapeutics, cancer immunotherapy. And that happened right around a few months before the Amgen shutdown. So just as Amgen was leaving town, this new thing had sprouted up because of the science and created an opportunity for these Amgen people to go work somewhere.
What were people afraid of locally when Amgen closed its doors?
Well, at the time, the job market for biotech was not very robust. So I think people were afraid that a lot of these really experienced and highly skilled biotech workers could not be absorbed by other local companies, that we would actually lose a lot of biotech talent to other regions.
It was more than 600 workers, right?
Right.
What happened to them?
It turns out that the job market did improve, and a lot of these people were absorbed by other local companies. Juno Therapeutics, in particular, Seattle Genetics is another that picked up quite a few good people. There have been a couple of startups that have come out, too.
One of those startups is called Just Biotherapeutics. What is Just Biotherapeutics?
Well, the name comes from justice.
Oh.
Yeah, they want to make biotherapeutics that can be given in a more just and humane world. They want to reduce the cost of these really expensive drugs.
Are they affiliated at all with PATH or the Gates Foundation, both of which work on global healthcare issues?
Well, Just is still a brand new company, and they haven't said exactly where their money's coming from or who they're partnered with, but I think it's safe to say that they are well aligned in this mission with a lot of people in the global health community here.
Are there other companies around the country, around the world, like Just Therapeutics?
Not many.
What distinguishes them?
So, for one thing, their founding team is a bunch of top-notch people from Amgen who have experience from the last 30 years in really figuring out the intricate processes of how to make drugs that come from living cells. This is the fundamental technology of biotech, and a lot of trial and error and sweat over the years has gone into figuring out the most efficient ways possible to coax these cells to churn out the drug you want.
So in the case of Just Biotherapeutics, as you explained it, it's a technology that was devised in Seattle at Amgen that they could then take those techniques, that science, and apply it to another company. Is that right?
Not exactly.
Okay.
I think what happened at Amgen stays at Amgen. And so these people, they developed a lot of intellectual property around improving those drug-making processes. But if you can imagine that today they can make a biotech drug for, let's say, $1 a gram, their challenge now is to bring it down to 10 cents. And if they can build on what they already know and make that extra leap, now all of a sudden you've got something really exciting that can be applied to global health problems.
So at Just Biotherapeutics, it's not that we're just going to make this for 10 cents and the investors are going to get the profit. We're going to make this for 10 cents and we're going to pass that cost savings on to the people who need this drug.
That's right. Suddenly the drug can become affordable.
So we've got this startup with some of these Amgen alum, if you will, Just Therapeutics here. What does something like this company mean for the future of the general biotech industry in Seattle?
Well, I think it could be a very important company because they are taking on this larger social purpose. It's bigger than just making a lot of money. So it's very interesting. You look at these people from Amgen, they had a lot of success in their careers at reducing the cost of manufacturing, improving the efficiency. And they looked around at the result of that and saw that those savings were not being passed on to the end customer, the people who take those drugs. And when Amgen shut down the facility, a lot of them looked in the mirror and said, okay, now what? Now what can we do with this skill? Could we pass on these savings in the form of lower cost drugs?
Luke, when you were talking with producer Amina Al-Sadi, you told her that a company like Just Biotherapeutics maybe could only come up in a place like Seattle. Why?
Well, for one thing, these people in what you call process sciences have a very rare and valuable skill. There are not that many people around the world who really know the intricacies of the brewing of these drugs, so to speak, in industrial vats. So they've got a rare skill. They developed it here. They've got families here. They're pretty well entrenched. And they can now align themselves with a whole lot of global health-oriented people in this community. So that is the unique combination.
Luke Timmerman, founder of the Timmerman Report, an online biotech news site.